What's up, Nico? How you doing, dude?
What's up, Connor?
Dude, you're on Substack now.
Dude, I'm on Substack. That brings me to my first boys.
How'd you figure out how to post on there?
It's pretty intuitive.
Okie doke. Spent 2 hours on the platform today, could not figure out.
Were you on desktop or mobile?
I was on both because I was trying to do mobile and then I Googled it and it said to go to desktop.
Desktop is easier.
Understood.
Yeah. I'll do a little teaching sesh with you. I'll show
Wait,
you
will you actually?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Then I Googled Substack for creatives, not to brag, and I was like trying to find. But there's nothing that's like Substacks for comedians. It's always like Substacks for your Etsy shop, and like that's not what I'm trying to. I'm not trying to run a small business in that way.
No. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know much about it, but I did start a Substack. If you're listening, check it out. Nico Carney on Substack. I'll be writing on that thing.
You're paying $19.99 for FapHouse.com. What if you paid? What if you could get Nico monthly for a fraction of the price?
Yeah, for $5 a month, you can get an extra post from me. And for $19.95, you can get Missionary Boys. Full back
missionary
catalog.
As in the position? No, the vocation.
The vocation. The vocation. And the position.
Missionary Boys, here's the thing. Here's how they get you on the gay porn sites. You say, yes, I'd like, but then it's like pre-checked. Do you want this other one for an extra $19.95? And that's pre-checked as yes. So that's where they get you. And then you're like...
See, this is exactly what you can be telling people about on Substack.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
I can use it. I don't know
you
what I'll
use
it for. You
can talk about NoFap, whatever you're up to.
I'm doing NoFap, not no cum. I just need another person in the room, which is kind of crazy that I'm putting myself in these unsafe positions. It's like, as long as there's a stranger in the room, I'm allowed to come. And it's like, before I was doing it in the safety of my own home.
Sure, yeah. Good. So what is this solving for you?
I think I was addicted to jerking off. And I was jerking off 3 times a day. And as I say, we have to talk about how often we jerk off for the same reasons we have to talk about how much money we make. Because if it's
transparency is good.
If it's taboo, we're never going to know what's normal or not.
You're right.
And I didn't know people are not doing that 3 times a day, and it was kind of to the point where it's like I would do it at 9 in the morning and then be like, I have nothing to look forward to today, so I'd have to like I like lost the will to live
to.
And like I since I stopped, I have it on my sober tracker, it's been like 12 days.
It's so impressive.
Yeah,
now
I mean I've come
you've come in that time.
Yeah, yesterday. Okay.
And thanks for letting the people know.
Yesterday, I came with a guy that works in tech for an ed tech company. So
we have invited one of the youngest women we've ever met into
I do
this
feel
room.
Weird. Do you feel?
No, don't go to her. Don't also go to her and then come.
Let me tell you about 9/11. I'm sorry.
Okay. For us to talk about your NoFap phase, but
I know, and
I'm
it's like my
you.
Dad's listening,
and
I'm
he's
so
one
sorry.
Of our one of our main listeners.
He should be disgusted, but also kind of happy and be like relieved. Even
I mean,
be,
it's been 2 decades of this.
I know. Yeah. I know, because I started, I was shooting blanks.
That's how early it was.
Yeah. I was shooting blanks, second
Fascinating.
Grade. Yeah, second grade, because I found it by accident, just the mesh of the gym short.
Fair enough.
Feels crazy.
Fair enough.
Are you mad about this?
I'm not mad at all. I think it's good. This is what podcasting is about.
But
so
I
want to
know about your
truth.
Substack.
Okay, well, all is to say is that I'm joining the Boys Club of Substackers, which is a lot of people... Somebody messaged me because I don't know. I'm really over Instagram in general, and I just like hate posting stand-up clips on there. I don't know. It's just like not fulfilling me creatively, and I want to be more creatively fulfilled with the stuff I'm putting out. So I'm hoping that writing and Substack will help with that. But another thing is that like I think it'll just like garner a better audience of people that actually like care about what I have to say and what I want and whatever and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
I posted on Instagram like, come follow my Substack, whatever, and somebody slid in my DMs like message requests and was like, be careful on there, there are a lot of anti-vaxxers and Trumpers. I was like, there are on all social media platforms. What the fuck are you talking about? We're on Meta's Instagram right
I didn't
now.
Like someone who commented on your thing, but it was like a nice person. I'm sorry if she's like, do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
I was like,
she
no,
goes, I don't
he's
care.
Good.
She goes, I don't care that you're trans. You're funny. And I was like, you need to read the post.
It also is just like... No, you should care. Like, you should care that he's true.
Like, the point of the post was that both things are true.
It's really
whatever,
tough. That's
whatever.
Really
anyway.
It, yeah, that's a wrap. That's I saw my, that you liked it, but didn't respond.
Well, I didn't know what to say to such a thing. You can't be responsible.
It is hard to just, like, put stuff out in the world, and then you have to manage, like, earnest comments in such a way.
Any lady with a, or man, or anything in between.
It's a lady.
Just,
it's usually
it
a lady.
Yeah, no,
it's,
I mean.
It's usually going to be, well, at least the ladies are nice in that they're, like, a nice and a strange reductive way.
Yes.
And then the men are just scary.
Just scary. Yeah. But anyway, that's I guess that'll be my boys club for today. What about you?
My boys club is this woman that I saw walking into the park in a sun hat with a beach bag and a book, and I was like, why even work anymore? I was like, she's literally right. I'm excited to be sitting here in this room with no window with you too, but I am like, if I were anywhere else, I'd be with that woman at the park with a beach house, a beach bag and a book.
Absolutely. You know, I just heard a comic on a show the other night saying this that I thought was really apt, where he was talking about whenever you go to a coffee shop during the day, he's like, I know some of y'all are lying. You don't all have work to do. What are you doing in here? One guy was just like watching highlights. He was like, go home. Like, why are you here right now?
Well, maybe he's doing no fap.
Okay. And if you're out of the house, you're less likely.
Yes. I've been walking a lot more because it's kind of like, what are we going to do here? Right? No, absolutely not. Like, I got to keep moving.
Yes. Getting out of the house is good. Getting out of the house is good.
Yeah. It's hard. It's like, if I'm here, I'm either jerking off or in the kitchen and I can't do either of those.
And sometimes both. Do not drink from his tap.
Wait, you're mad about that? You're mad. No. You were mad about the Brita the other day.
I was not mad about the Brita. I wasn't mad about the Brita for a second.
You said, do you have water? And
we've only gotten in two arguments on pod and both have revolved around this Brita.
And the thing is, it's no Brita. It's no Brita.
This is a Brita that
doesn't
exist.
No fap, no Brita. Water is... I'm sorry, the water's not filtered.
The water is fine.
I drink that shit straight from
Well...
And you seem very healthy and spry.
Should we bring our guest in?
Yes.
Boys, we have a great guest today. She's a stone cold 10. She's a hilarious comedian. We're very excited that she's here. We're so lucky, and we're sorry to her already for what we've said thus far. Boys, please welcome to the show, Mary Shalaby.
Hey.
What's up?
I biting my tongue that whole time. First question. When you shoot a blank, is it clear?
Nothing good happens. Question. It's actually a kind of a painful feeling.
Okay, because I was wondering, because like, so my high school English teacher like mentioned that he had a vasectomy one time, and we were like, oh shit, so does that mean like when he comes, like it's clear?
Wait, yeah, what does it mean?
When I said shooting blanks, what for me as an 8-year-old, you know? And more be like the part where you're supposed to be coming would kind of be like an uncomfortable feeling.
It's like you can't even read a chapter book yet.
Yeah. I mean, I still can't.
Magic Tree has maybe.
I do. I remember I was just sitting there in second grade and it was like, oh shit. Wow. With my teacher, Miss, what was her name? She got married, Miss Swady. And we bonded over because we both like Survivor Africa season 3.
Miss Swadies.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Benita?
What's her name?
Okay.
No.
Benita Swady.
Yeah, that's a good question. What does happen when you get a vasectomy?
Right.
I intend to find out. And yeah. I think one nice thing about this NoFap journey is that I'm meeting a lot of more men because I need them in the room. And so I'm just like...
Well, so here's my other thing, though. Like, if you be fapping in a room, right, and just someone's in there, that's still fapping, son. Like,
yeah.
But you're still fapping. If you, unless someone is doing it for you, that is fapping.
True.
That's crazy to be like, if you don't get your mouth on there, I'm going to relapse on NoFap.
No, literally.
It's like, I feel like I've become a straight man.
The biggest straight man would say that shit. My ex-boyfriend used to go, I have a migraine.
Oh.
Bad.
Wait, that's
bad.
Crazy.
Bad.
That's, fuck him. Wait, we can all tell a crazy ex story. No, you actually we won't do that. I'm trying to be better on the pod about not like ruining
about
my life.
Trying to bring him up?
Yeah, you're right.
He has a ponytail and wears flip-flops to the bar now.
So oh. Like,
in New York?
Hell fucking no. You think I go anywhere near that man?
Wait, does he live in
New
York?
I run this world.
Does he live in Massachusetts?
I have no idea where he lives.
We can't know.
I think South Carolina.
South Carolina? I mean, that's where you're going to have open-toed shoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's
not
fair.
Not at the bar.
Yeah, that's gross. That's really gross.
Disgusting.
I just am never really interested in seeing a straight guy's toes personally.
Same. I don't care at all
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, no. But yes, that's a good point. You are still fapping even if somebody's in the room.
Well,
not to ruin.
Well, there's two
schools. Not to ruin your sober journey.
There's two things with no. Wait, maybe the addiction is porn. Maybe it's a porn problem. Because.
What about this? We've talked about this before, being dry, not sober. What if there's an underlying issue deeper than that that just kind of manifests in whatever activity is in present in front?
I think that I'm just like not good at like doing things in moderation ever.
That's solid.
Yeah. So it was like,
I mean, me neither.
Yes.
I have that too.
Maybe I should do like intermittent fasting until you don't come until 5.
No. Oh, but
then you'll be like sitting there like
literally waiting for it.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's important to go to work.
You'd probably come by accident. Like,
yeah.
You wouldn't even do shit. You'd just be like...
Yeah, you're going to start having, like, crazy dreams.
I've never even had a wet dream because I was whacking it before I could. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I think a wet dream is when he hasn't figured out.
Yes, typically. Yeah.
God intervenes and says, get it together.
Can that happen to you, though, even if it's just, like, a sexy dream? You can just, like, wake up and be like, ah, shit.
Wait, it has not, but I'm worried that someone's going to write in and be like, you have a medical problem. Like, you're impotent. and everyone's right, and you're not really a side.
My roommate Griffin he lives with 3 women, and we were like, how many boners a day do you get? And he was like, typically 3, and we were like, What? And we were like, text us when you get them. We were like, we want to know.
Wait, that's so when specific.
You get them because that's crazy that you be getting. I was like, I thought, I didn't know they just like happened. Yeah. Like, I thought it was like in the morning you wake up. Yeah, okay, morning. Good. I've heard of that before.
Yeah.
But just, he'll just be like,
middle of the day.
Middle of the day, not even horny at all.
Yeah, like, just the right boner. Breeze of the wind.
Wait, that's actually really healthy. That's good. Your roommate's healthy.
Yes. Shout out Griffin, my healthy roommate.
Shout out Griffin for your sexual health. Some of the old
fucking losers listening to this are really jealous right now.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Wait, so you live with gay guy or straight guy or pan?
Pan.
Oh, interesting.
Love that.
Yeah, he's good the best. Griff. I love him.
Good for you. See, that's why he's got three healthy boners a day is because he's pansexual. One for each gender. He's got one for men, one for women, and one for everybody in between.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. He's going to love that.
Shout out Griffin. Take that with you.
Wait, so you live with Griffin and then who else?
And then my other roommate, Maggie. And then my other roommate, Alex.
Amazing.
And that's cool. They're all from Syracuse.
Shout out Gorn.
Shout out Gorn.
Orange.
I randomly know so many people that went to Syracuse, and I don't know how this happened.
I was very young when I lived there, but when I lived there, it was like the Carmelo Anthony days.
That's not fair.
That was epic. That was pretty epic.
One of my backgrounds is Carmelo.
Fuck yes, yes. He's a big basketball player. He was like the. There we go. He was Syracuse's like claim to fame, and he played for the Knicks for a little while. Shout out.
Do you feel like we got rid of video, and then I started sitting insane?
I mean, you're definitely cash right now, but I think it's. Totally I part of the
I
vibe.
Like this, and I was like, I felt too crazy, you know? I was like, I don't know where to look.
Totally.
Wait, so that's cool that you went to Syracuse. You studied broadcast?
Fuck no.
Theater?
You think I touched Newhouse?
Yeah, boo.
I was in theater program for a semester.
Oh, same.
Same.
Actually,
wait,
too.
Wait, really? Wait, where'd you go?
Elon University in North Carolina.
Oh, my God. The Syracuse of the South.
Wait, that's really nice. The admissions rate has gone way high.
So has Syracuse.
Anybody with really? $70,000. Yep. Can't Wait, go to either institution.
What happened if they're both rising admissions rates?
Then other schools will take their place. You know.
Oh like, yeah.
I was an econ major for a second.
So supply demand. Yeah, you
so
understand?
Like, I get that shit. So.
Wait, what did you end up being?
English.
That's where everyone lands. And everyone ends up in English. Yes.
Oh my God, I love that for us. I think
it is the best major to be if you are in entertainment.
I agree.
Because you can be the hottest one in the major.
Absolutely.
Easily.
Totally that. All those other hoes in my classes.
Yeah.
One girl had a sticker on her laptop that said, silently correcting your grammar, and I was like, oh, so you never had your pussy eight.
Wait, there's something
true.
Like
I was like, I hate you. But
I would get so annoyed with the people that would be like come in and be like, I really loved this one, I loved this book, and I was like, shut the fuck up, but you didn't read it.
My issue was every time we'd read something, everyone would be like, that was gay, and I couldn't pick up on it. And then one time we read Brokeback Mountain, and I'm like, yes, this is my turn. This one bitch raises her hand and goes, actually, it's not gay. They're just, like, expressing their masculinity and have no outlet for it. Like, whatever. It's about dominance, all that shit. And the teacher was like, well done. I was like, are you fucking joking?
Like, the one explicitly gay work I don't get to comment on.
I was like, you're joking your ass off right now.
Where's that girl now?
Fucking hell. Talking about talking about masculinity in hell.
There were like so few English majors. Everyone was like busy, something pre-professional, which in retrospect, good on them.
Well, and in my English major, like our senior year, we had like a capstone class that was like kind of, it was like talking about the studies of English majors, but also like it was sort of a thesis class, whatever. Anyway, unlike they did like an exit exam with all of us, like questionnaire kind of thing about like what we're up to next to like get a feel for like how the major was doing. And it was like maybe 2 weeks before graduation, we're going around the room like two kids had a job. The rest of us were like, I don't know. And it was like, this isn't looking good.
Were you one of the two kids?
No.
Oh.
No, I got my job as a paralegal like the week before graduation. It was terrible.
At school, when you're graduating at Syracuse, they have like a little card that you write your name on so they know how to pronounce your name. And on the back, it says, what are your plans for post-grad? And I put boob job, thinking no one would read it. And I had to stand next to this middle-aged woman who flipped it over, read boob job, and then looked at me. And I was like, I don't want to explain this to you.
Wait, that's so funny.
That's
crazy.
Such a good bit. Also,
that's on her.
I can't believe literally, she got through. Like that, those are two words you can see from a mile away, like what it says.
Boob job.
Two syllables.
I wasn't lying. I got my yayas cut off right after grad.
Wait, you did? You went lower?
I had a breast reduction, yes. Because I had some big old balloons on my belly. Yeah. And so
pulling
like,
it lower feels like a fundamental misunderstanding of breasts to begin with. So I kind of regret that. You got
said
smaller.
I got it lower.
A bit lower.
Yeah. You got lower?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we took them from up here and we put them down on her thighs. Yes.
Wait, because they were hurting
I wanted
your back?
Them swinging.
Yeah.
They were giving you back trouble.
Do your boobs hang roll? Yeah, they hurt. I was a runner. And I also couldn't wear slutty little tops in college.
Yeah.
And that was hard. And so my style is very much wearing large clothes. And now I'm kind of like learning how to express my femininity with my smaller breasts.
That's amazing.
Wait, we're on opposite journeys.
Well, so I was talking to my one friend, Ollie, who's trans. And they were like, Loki, you had gender affirming surgery. And I was like, what the? I was like, I feel like I can't claim that, but also like, okay, a little bit.
That's funny. Yes. I talked to many, many people messaged me after I got top surgery and were like, I got boob reduction surgery. And I was like, it's kind of similar. Like, I guess it's technically, it's like you went halfway.
Yeah. Mm. It was like, now I can wear that top from Brandy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's a very exciting journey to be on, especially as we approach the summer. This is great.
Absolutely.
This is great.
Like,
do you go to Brandy?
Yeah, I love it there because I couldn't wear anything before.
Sure.
And everyone was wearing that shit. And I was like, oh, it's so cute.
Yeah.
Literally, day after my surgery, I went to Brandy. Like, I'm dead at, like, dead at.
Brandy has one size, correct?
Yeah, and it fits me perfectly.
They should, when you get out of breast reduction surgery, they should hand you a Brandy Melville gift card.
They should. Well, that's what I told my doctor. I was like, she was like, so what are you most excited for? And I was like, this is going to sound so bad, but Brandy Melville, I'm so excited about. Like, fuck, like, feeling like a whore in front of my family when I'm wearing a bathing suit. Mm-hmm. No, I'm excited about Brandy Melville.
Do you know the comedian Carly Marulli? Have you met her?
No.
She's super funny. She's great. She has this great joke. Do you remember this joke of her? She was like, sometimes having big boobs feels really inappropriate. Like, you're at a funeral, and it's like, I shouldn't have big boobs here.
Because no matter what, your cleavage is out. You can't do anything about it.
I always thought that was such a funny, like, way to phrase that. And, like, yeah, that's so good. What was the other one? Oh, yeah. Are you on Substack? Do you care about Substack? How do you feel about such things?
So my ex-boyfriend is on Substack, and he writes poetry on it. So I do be
this
looking
has gone
at
from
that.
Bad to worse.
Is it good?
Is it about you?
No, I don't think it's. I don't understand it. Like, if it was about me, I'd have no idea.
Totally, totally.
I would have no idea.
Yeah.
So
no one ever
know,
writes poetry about me.
But I love when
me.
He posted on his. I just unfollowed him, though.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do that.
I was protecting my peace.
Yeah.
But I do miss seeing him post it on his story and being like, read my Substack and clicking on it and seeing what he cooked up.
Poetry is, it's one of those art forms where you can't know if it's good or bad.
I hate it.
You can't know.
That's like music.
I like Shel Silverstein. That's about it.
I love Shel Silverstein.
Of course,
I used to have his books.
Course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's something crazy. Like, sometimes if on a show with music and then also comedy, it's like comedy. It's like, if you're not laughing, yeah, this didn't go good. But with music, it's like, what's the appropriate response to this? As far as we know, you did amazing. And
yeah,
that's it.
It's like,
there's not like, if we don't put a marble in a jar to say if we liked it or not, like, it's it.
I know. I do envy. Musicians for that they don't have to have like live in the moment feedback of like exactly how every line went.
They can do whatever the hell they want,
and they can do it forever. They can find one song that works and they can do it forever.
That's
I do envy
sick.
That
were you sent by someone
who wanted me dead?
You know that one?
Yes, you sing it all the time. I know Connor's version of Taylor's version.
Do you like Taylor Swift? No, Ray, I hate her. We do, though.
You didn't even give her a chance.
Yeah,
you didn't even give her a chance.
No, hate her, right? Maybe. So I wouldn't say I'm a Swiftie, but I'm also not a hater.
Yeah.
Whatever you tell me is what I think all 22-year-olds are.
I know. I mostly know Swifties. Like,
that's
Maggie,
so good.
My roommate has Taylor Swift pajamas.
Whoa. Okay, so that's a Swiftie.
She is the biggest Swiftie I've ever met.
Yeah.
But, like,
that gives me hope for democracy.
I was just on a
show. No, a lot of people I know are Swifties.
I was going to be like, are democracy.
With democracy heads. I was on a show with Lisa on Monday, and she had a new blue Taylor Swift cardigan on.
Oh,
I didn't even know they made
God.
It in blue.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah. Maggie has the cream one.
Yes, I've seen the cream one before. Yeah.
That's funny.
I feel like Taylor Swift expands all age groups. Like, there's no age group she doesn't touch.
No,
that's amazing.
Not at all.
Yeah. I mean, I always coach kids soccer, and anytime I, like, we do our warm up, I'll tell them to, like, I try to do this like team building exercise to make them like get in height order, age order, whatever. So they have to like learn how to communicate with each other and like do team building stuff. And so I also do like, okay, get in groups on your favorite this, that, or the other. And yesterday I did favorite musical artist, and like half of them are Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Oh.
Olivia Rodrigo.
I love her.
Somebody said Princess Nokia, and I was like, whoa, okay.
How does she
That's what I said. Eight.
Epic parents.
I said, okay, Princess Nokia noted. yes, I'm also an Olivia Rodrigo fan. That's she's my favorite.
I like Olivia's vibes. Like, yeah. I like her. Like, if I had to rank them, music or versus, like, vibe, I think I'd put a... No, I think I like her music, too. I like both her music and her vibe.
Yeah, I'm a bigger Olivia. Like, I'll ride or die for Olivia, but Taylor, I'm just, like, nostalgic for her old stuff.
Yeah,
and then,
sure.
Like, just kind of fell out of it. I was a Belieber instead.
Yes. Yes.
Look, all really I that need. Yeah.
Help that
Beauty
boy.
And the Beat was one of my favorite
songs.
Beauty,
yes,
and the Beat,
Beauty
Wide
the Beat
Wide Boys remix.
Great song. Also, I was just in an Uber listening to his song on the radio, and I like tuned into it for like the, like, I don't know, something
it's
like
new?
Connected. New-ish, the one, I'm So Lonely. I think it's probably called Lonely. Oh. But I was like, God, this guy's sad.
Even with his wife?
He's really sad.
I
Did
think
you
he's
see
not
him
well.
With SZA?
He doesn't look well.
He was on stage with SZA, and it was like... Oh, man.
Yeah, I think this boy's on pills.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
Wait, like drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's just like moving in a way that doesn't feel like he's fully sentient right
now. Yeah, he doesn't seem like fully there.
Yeah.
I want to be a good bit more famous than I am right now, but not super. You don't want to be. We've talked about this before.
I've done my theory before. It's the bell curve. You want to be at the top of the bell curve. If you go any further, it's downhill from there.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you don't want your family to be.
And you know what's on this side of the bell curve?
What we're doing right now. Oh,
yes, yes.
I know. Like, you want to be able to, you want to be just like recognized by like one gay guy a day. And,
sure. Yeah.
And that's actually it.
I would like to be able to still fly
commercial. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
And you want your family to not have to go to like a bunker. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if you're Taylor Swift's family, you can't live normal.
I don't think that there's a, well, who knows?
I don't know. Because I don't know what her mother or father looks like.
But if you were a scary man with a bomb, you would. You know what I mean?
True, but I feel like if I just, but like also like scary men be doing whatever the hell they want. Like nothing will protect anyone.
Yeah,
I
never
want
to be in a position like her where you have to be carried out of a house in a suitcase. That's not kind of something I'm
crazy.
Looking for.
Maybe like once or twice because it's like fun.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, one for just like for shits and gigs. Yeah, and just give like, the bellhop something to do.
Just pay a bunch of people to like stand out front so you get the experience.
Just to make people be like, who is in there?
Like maybe like the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Wait, so like what would you feel like as a boys club you're not a part of?
I don't give a fuck about cars.
Hell yeah.
I did a very my choices are very gendered.
I love that. That's why
Wait,
you're here.
That's
why we're here.
That's what started this podcast in the first place.
I love that.
so have you
I love separating genders and their stereotypes. Just kidding, happy pride.
I owned one car one time. It was a Honda CR-V. It was red, and I owned it for a year. My dad in Chicago, and it had to get like new oil. And I was like, "You're telling me insurance doesn't pay for this? And what does insurance even do?" And then my dad picked it up and drove it back.
That's
to Philly.
That's as good of a question
Don't
as anybody could have.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Do you drive? Do you know how to drive?
Yes. I have a car here.
Oh my
Whoa.
God!
Personal parking lot.
What? That's epic.
Called Walgreens.
wait, smart, and no one's.
I don't give a fuck.
No, you think that you think anybody at that Walgreens is checking?
Yeah, they're not getting paid enough. Also,
no.
There's an auto body shop next to me, in between the Walgreens and the place, and they don't have like a garage. So all of their cars are in the parking lot.
Yeah, so it could be anybody's car.
Wait, that grocery store, we're not going to say where you live, so don't out yourself, because again, you don't know who's listening to this.
Crazy, scary medical. Someone got shot outside my apartment one time.
Oh, recently?
Like a month ago.
Oh my God.
And I walked into the crime scene. No, is that like broad daylight? Sorry, this is really sad, like that someone got shot, but also
no,
like
sure.
This part's like kind of funny.
Tragedy
guy
plus
who
time.
Did it, drove up on an electric scooter.
No.
Shot him in the head and then drove away on the scooter. And I was like, that's
That is
crazy.
So lame.
There's something with the head that
was like,
really jarring.
Like, I was like, I feel bad that that guy's dead, but low-key, like, I would never be able to live if someone shot me in the arm and I had to survive and tell people that I got shot
Did they
by
know
a guy
each
on
other?
A scooter. I'm assuming it was gang related. But
scooter
I walked
gang.
Into the crime scene and I was like, the fuck is happening here? And she's like, the cop's like, what do you have to say about police tape? I was like, miss, it's after my apartment. I was like, I live here.
It's like, how am I supposed to get home right now? Wait, tell your story about the headphones.
Oh, yeah.
I was robbed. We were on. Can I say where I was going?
I don't care where you were going.
I was going. We were pitching
to
Apple TV.
Right, yeah.
And they loved the idea of us, and they didn't get us, but no worries, they all loved Apple TV. We were pitching to Apple TV.
And those ladies in their beanbags.
And we love them, and we're obsessed with Apple TV and whatever. And so I was like walking to that pitch, and I was going under this bridge, totally normal though, and I was listening to Tis the Damn Season by Taylor Swift, which was
it Twas season? The Damn Season.
It was the damn season. I do listen to it all year round, by the way. And then this...
This Let Me With Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
True, good
exactly.
song.
And I'll be honest, it was a man, I think. But he had a woman on his back, so like two on a scooter, and they came over and just ripped them off my head. And then I just had to say... I just kept walking, and I was like, "You could call it even, because like I just kept singing it."
You're like, and I'm gonna listen to Taylor whenever I fucking want, no matter what. Even
I just, kept, I had to.
The image of you getting headphones taken off your head by someone on a scooter makes me laugh.
You need to write that into your show.
Yeah, seriously. It was. I know we've talked about that. Literally,
it was because it's like Apple. You could like send me new headphones.
I know so. The least you guys could do could send more headphones.
Wait,
I
don't.
I know they were also AirPod Maxes, right?
Don't buy $500
the nice ones,
and
yeah.
like don't buy blue ones, like. They're so obviously, like, if you were black or gray, they maybe would, like, blend in or whatever. Like, no one's ever stolen my bows. And if they tried to, they'd scout my ass.
My
like,
bows are definitely stolen because I got them on eBay for $50, and there's two screws in the set. Yeah. And I'm like, they came from the display.
Do they work good?
Oh, they're great. Phenomenal.
Wait, somebody else was telling, there's apparently, like, a store in the Bronx. I don't know if this is true because somebody was telling this as stand-up, so maybe it's, like, not true. But apparently there's a store in the Bronx where they, like, sell, like, stolen Amazon packages. So I feel like that's where you would buy.
Why did I think of that?
There's right, something yeah. about stealing from Amazon packages. It's just like, that is inconvenient. However, Amazon will replace it.
For free. Literally. It's that Joe Biden meme. Harms no one, good for everyone.
It is kind of like, you're not actually stealing from me. You are ultimately stealing from Amazon. And
yeah. for that, I commend you, honestly.
So it's like, you can't.
Unless I needed it today, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Okay, so wait, cars. All right. So you don't have any interest in cars of any type?
No, and my dad and brother were like obsessed with them right. growing up. They loved dirt bikes and all that hullabaloo. And I just don't care. And I had to watch Top Gear and all that shit.
Oh,
and
yikes.
Today I listened to two men talking about cars, and I was like, y'all just saying a bunch of numbers and letters in a row about, and you know what you're talking about. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Your brother dude dirt bikes?
Cute. Yeah, I used to also.
Oh, shit. Do you remember Motocross, the movie?
Of course.
Do I know
was that
Motocross?
It's great.
I feel like
that was charged.
No, wait, what? I feel like that's like a really queer movie.
No, it definitely is.
I feel like it is. Like Disney like fucking paved the way with Motocross.
No, Motocross was a great movie.
Sean used to do Motocross.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
We had a pillow that said, Motocross Riders Rock.
Damn. Wait, that's your brother's name?
No, my brother's name is Sean.
How do you spell
Sean.
It?
S-E-A-N.
That's my brother's name.
You guys have a lot in
common. Don't Google him.
You have a lot in common.
Why can't I Google
like
him?
Our age.
No.
Oh, no. People at home don't
Perfect
Google
tens.
Him. You can Google
Perfect
him.
Tens. That too. Yes. That too.
Don't know me that well.
English majors who used to have BFAs almost.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good stuff.
That's team.
My first car... Well, we got like a, my parents bought a tank of a Volvo that all four of us drove. That was like a, just like a very, like best in class safety wise.
I fucking love that. That's good parents. No, when I see a teenager in a Jeep Wrangler, I'm like, what's going on at home?
I know.
Did you have a Jeep Wrangler?
No, I had a 2002 Volkswagen Jetta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good car. Good car.
Kelly. Not gonna say her last name. Driving her Jeep Wrangler, eating yogurt at the same time. It's like, girl, you are gonna flip over, get yogurt in your face. Best case scenario.
Best case scenario, you just get yogurt in your face.
She would just be like, she wouldn't have her hands, otherwise she'd be eating yogurt.
Oh my god, I know.
Leave the play practice.
I had some friends who had Jeeps, and I always wanted one because I thought they looked cool. My parents were like, absolutely not. They're such a flip-rix. Anyway, so we had this like tank of a Volvo that was like indestructible if it like hit something, which was a very nice car. My grandma drives it now. Shout out KK.
Oh my god, you've had it forever.
Yeah, but since 2014, 15.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
my so over a decade.
My brother drives mine now. It was my grandpa's. Then my grandma had it because my grandpa died. So then my brother bought it. Then my dad drove it for a second, and then my brother bought it from my grandma, and then I bought it from my brother because he got a fucking truck for Christmas for graduating. High school, and guess what I got?
Diddly squat.
Wait, really?
And I paid my brother $2,000 for it. Opened the glove box, whole pack of chewing dip all spilled in that shit. I was like, are you joking? Smelled like black guy's air fresheners. I was like, this is mine.
That's
now.
Brutal.
At
that's
the end,
brutal.
And now my younger brother, my younger brother drives it.
It's impressive. I mean, that's shout out to Volkswagen for having a car that can go that long.
No, I was fully developed as a youngest child by the time I got my younger brother because he's stepbrother.
Gotcha.
I was 18 when Joseph joined the fam.
Nice.
Joseph's perfect.
Aw, how old is he now?
He is going to be a senior in high school, and usually high school boys scare me, but he's like the sweetest little boy, and he loves fashion. And
oh, nice.
He was in his high school production of Hadestown, and I went to go see it, and he loves to sing and do karaoke and choir. And
oh, that's awesome.
He's like the sweetest. I love him. But he drives it now.
That's amazing.
I love high school theater. I always forget that about myself. And then I'm.
Do you?
I'm,
I don't.
Yeah. I miss. Why don't we do plays ever? Oh,
you
because we're on Broadway.
Play? You know what I miss? Hating on the show, being like, I hate it here. I hate being here. Blah, blah, blah. I hate the director. All these shit. Like with your friends, like backstage. And then once the show happens, you're like, I love you guys. Like, I loved having something to like hate on so
yes.
hard.
The trauma bonding of like, hating the production, bitching about everything, and then just having the full like emotional release. Like, that was the best run we've ever done.
Yeah. There's something funny about like the last production, which is always a matinee. So it's a little bit lower energy because you can see the light when the door opens.
Totally.
And that's not.
Totally.
There's something unsexy about that.
It's like anytime we're at Club Coming in the summer and it's like at 7:30, but the light, I can still see everybody on the sidewalk. I don't like this.
Don't look at the man behind the curtain kind of vibe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But on the last show, everyone sits down and then the girl who's kind of the biggest pick me, but probably was in chorus, she like has flowers and she's like, can Mrs. Fogley come up? And we couldn't have done this without you. And she was the costume designer, which doesn't have a job. So it's like, it was kind of easy for her to be that. And that's like, I miss all that.
I got over that phase fast because that was me in elementary school.
Wait, did you do theater in high school?
Yes.
Wait, what'd you do?
I was a pick me who was like flowers, but in elementary school, by the time I was out of that shit, I was like,
Mary turned bad.
I was a bad girl. Well, like junior, I didn't do the production. Everyone was pissed at me.
Whoa.
I went on strike. I was like, fuck this shit. I ain't doing it. I don't have fun. I'm over it.
Good for
and
you.
I got mad.
What
Good
was the
for
play?
You.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Totally, though. You were real for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do the next year?
Senior year, Drowsy Chaperone.
Who were you?
That's what we did school. We did the Drowsy Chaperone.
You've never mentioned
show.
That.
I couldn't remember it. It has a narrator at the front, right?
Yes, and we had it be yes. Robert, this old gay man from our town played the narrator.
What?
An
old man? That's
because
amazing.
Because his ex-husband, their besties, Tom, my dance teacher growing up, Tom was a choreographer. And so we all
Where's
knew
the pilot?
Robert
Where?
Growing up. And so Robert was the old man narrator.
But why didn't they have a child do it?
Because we were too small of a school.
Okay.
And it was just like, also like, that's a big role. You got to memorize all that. Like,
yes.
Robert was a professional.
We had.
I should move to a small town and be the It's never too late to
you
be
You would
in high
fit
school.
In where I'm from beautifully.
Move to a small town, marry a choreographer, and start taking roles from children.
Well, they met in New York City.
Okay, make some friends now. Because
he was like on Broadway. Shout out Tom Masters.
Wow,
my kid.
That's cool.
I'm
going to
Google him later.
Fabulous.
We had
love
this
him.
This person who did
yeah, I love
ours is out now as a trans woman and was absolutely like total scene still. Like was always like the star of like a lot of our productions and stuff and was like so good. And I just remember being so blown because it is a lot. I remember being like, they have to be up there like the whole time.
She was the narrator.
She was, yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, and she was really good.
Remember the one who's like, I don't want to show off no
that
more.
That was me.
Wait, can you sing it?
I don't want to show off no more. I don't want it some tease no more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that was Sutton Foster.
Sutton,
are you with us? That's so cool. Okay, I love that you were already like too cool for school by middle school with like the plays and stuff. Well, also being able to stand up for yourself and be like, I'm not having fun. That's like big for a kid.
Well, it just sucked. I mean, I was like, I don't want to hang out with these fuckers anymore.
No, I get it.
Yell at me the whole time.
Yeah.
Unless everyone was a fucking loser except for the hot girls that were dancers.
Literally.
The hot there'd always be like six
they
hot dancer girls.
I liked hanging out with them.
Yeah, they were like the cool ones.
They didn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
they were super cool. So my origin story goes as follows. When I was a junior, I was Corny Collins in Hairspray. And
perfect
I
for you.
We did Hairspray with tan people, as the story goes. And it was
wait,
like,
did you just say tan people?
Tan people, yeah. Those Italians cut rhythm.
And it is and of course, it is as bad and worse than you can imagine. Thank you to the Philly suburbs for keeping it. Yes, as and also, what's crazy about that is like Hairspray takes place in Baltimore, which is not what 2 hours away. It's like, come on, come on.
So we did this, and I was super anorexic, which actually doesn't come into the story. Well, it kind of, actually, no, it actually does. So it does come into the story. Mm-hmm. And so shout out.
Paints a picture for sure.
I know. It also is just like, yeah, I was a child. And then, but one time I like really lost my shit at this woman who was the volunteer costumer. Cause she was, say the B word a lot?
No.
She was a bitch. You can say
I love calling women bitches.
She was a fucking, she was just so mean for no reason. And I'm not going to lose it at her. I'm going to lose it in front of everybody because that's how you get people on your side is to be like, this woman is fucking evil. And that's it. So I like lost it. And then the next year I was kind of like a lot. I was put in chorus and,
oh my God.
And my dad, I recently talked to my dad about this. He said that he thinks that I was just like not an easy personality and that's it. I find out that I'm in chorus in the waiting room at the therapist's office where I'm getting therapized for my eating disorder. Oh. I'm a gay 17-year-old child who's also addicted to alcohol. Like,
yeah, Gail posts a lot on her hands.
So shout out Gail. I just think the directors of that show should be stoned. I think they should be stoned.
Well, also, like, sorry, back to the bitch thing. Like, if someone's a bitch, I'm going to call you a bitch.
Yeah. She needed to know.
There's two kinds. There's real bitches who we love. And then there's bitches.
Yeah.
And she was a bitch.
Fucking rude. She was just like one of those dogs you have to keep your eye on to make sure they're not going to come near. Like, it was just like, she was too much.
Sure, sure.
Okay, no, I compare her to a dog. Like, a woman to a dog. I'm sorry.
It's gone from bad to worse.
Well, still, here to balance it out, I had a theater person who ran the community theater productions, and he was the director, and he was a bitch.
Wait,
hell yeah.
Took
what?
Roles from me, promised me roles, didn't give me them.
And what?
Look, he would hit on younger women.
Ew.
Okay, yep.
Wait, I'm obsessed with their town, I'm moving there. Like,
so that
sold it for you?
It just sounds so charming. The way there's all these theaters.
There's so many, it's very, like, it's so weird. It's, like, known for its arts and beauty.
Yeah, the Berkshires is kind of like an artsy place, yes, yeah?
But, like, I'm from South Berkshire.
That's where they did Dirty Dancing, right?
No, that's a Catskills.
You're totally right. This is correct.
But where I'm from is less artsy. It's more blue collar, so we kind of had a weird mix of, like...
is it kind of granola-y?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But also, like, families who have lived there forever.
Yeah.
And, Trump sports.
Yeah.
Totally.
Kids my age having babies, getting married.
Yeah.
Wait, what roles were you promised that you didn't get?
Jane and Mary Poppins.
Okay.
Wow.
I was promised I'd flip on wires in Beauty and the Beast.
Totally.
What was after that? Can't remember the rest.
Yeah.
But he made me mad, and he was so weird, and he had this horrible hair.
It's theater directors. I mean, coaches have an opportunity to do this too, of course, in like sports, but theater directors have like their dictatorship is so intense, like over these children, and like it's crazy. Like, we had, I mean, I've told this story so many times on the podcast, I'll keep it brief. I was cut from the middle school musical Into the Woods Junior. There wasn't a chorus, so of course they couldn't just put me in there.
Do an ensemble.
That's
show.
What I'm saying. I'm like,
save
why
that shit for high school?
I know, and it's also like, okay, we don't cut anybody from the basketball team, but we're allowed to cut from the play. Like, what are we teaching people?
And that's why the track team is so big.
I know, because
everyone ends up on track.
I think
that's
the
why
play
the meets are so long.
The same. It's like, this wasn't going to be a good show whether I was in it or not, right?
No, it's
so
true.
Like,
if you're doing high school theater, it's not good. Fontaine can't be 11. Like, it's just Tevya, 7th grade. What's going on?
Yeah,
I was a middle schooler in the high schooler shows because our school was so small, so they let the 7th and 8th graders in. So, as a 7th grader, I played Ethel McCormick in Footloose, Ren's aunt. The youngest girl in the cast playing the oldest person in the show. And
I'm
then
sure
the,
you were a convincing old crone, too.
I've always known I'm a character actress. Yeah. And then 8th grade, oops, Chicago.
Wow.
Who were you?
I was Squish.
Oh, really?
Pop 6 Squish.
Yeah,
but I was like, imagine being in 8th grade and having to be like, sexy.
Yeah.
Were you like, wait, I'm a child? Actually, they're all kids.
They're
were
all
you
kids.
Like, wait, we're all kids.
What's also
yeah,
crazy?
I was like, what end up?
I mean, you got to do what you got to do. If you have a small school, like, it's good that they had people to pull from. But like,
totally. Show some shoulder.
The difference like, between 7th and 12th grade is massive.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, do a different show, maybe.
Yeah, literally.
Next year was Into Woods.
Junior.
Was like,
yeah.
Do South Pacific. Call it a day. Do Seussical the Muse.
Seussical's good.
So
yeah.
Fun.
Wait, what I just remembered, actually, though, I did ultimately get the lead in the play because this guy, his name was Thane. That's not real.
Ew, what?
I know. And like, he dropped out. And then, so I did get the call.
And did you have anything to do with his dropping out?
No. I got the call, and then I actually did get the main role. I just want everyone at home to know that it ended up okay.
Okay, good.
But then on the first date, but then it was one of my biggest mistakes because I was supposed to be on an improv troupe at the time in the city and run by that guy with vertigo and that scary dog named Henry that would bite
the
people.
The hunting dog, yeah.
Yeah. And he said, and then I quit the improv troupe to do the theater, and he's like, this is the biggest mistake you're ever going to make. You just want to be a star. And he's going to say, he was doing too much, but he was right. He was right. And then on the first day,
fulfilled.
He's fucking right. If you have the choice between the musical and the improv troupe, go improv. You're not going to be on Broadway.
That's
unless I'm wrong.
Yeah,
you gotta do improv.
I chose my improv club where all we do is drink beer on Thursdays over being an acting major.
That's commute. No,
it's
no,
the right
no,
choice.
That's fucking
that's
tea, though.
And
that's
now like I live with for. Them. And now I live with them. And look where I am now.
Exactly.
Bitches.
Yeah. So, yeah. You're in the den with us.
I think theater is.
I'm a boys' club.
Wait, I do think that theater is evil in that those people are they're too like if you're doing improv, you just kind of like understand your lot in life, and like mm-hmm. the theater people are. This is my theory. For your bell curve theory, the theater kids are too like exalted, and then they are like, wait, you mean I have to work at Lululemon and audition?
Yeah.
They can't hang, and then they move home and buy a house.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think they're
with the toes.
That's why we could no different one. My other one was acting major at Syracuse, but he wouldn't let me be happy for my accomplishments because he got sad that I was moving forward. Where he was like, I don't have a job, and I was like, sorry, son, I'm moving to the city. I saved up at school. I had a job. He was like, I can't have a job.
Wait.
I was like, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
This
you
is
have
the plot of Fast Car
college.
By Tracy Chapman. Like, that was literally what that song is about. Son, I saved up and moved to the city.
Yes.
No, literally.
Up and moved to the city.
And then day one of rehearsal, the directors were like, so Thane dropped out, so Connor has so graciously accepted the part. And I remember being, I didn't know what gracious meant.
Were
I thought
it
meant grateful. I was like, I'm grateful. So I'm grateful. I didn't say that. I kept it to myself.
Oh, I'm grateful?
But I recently when
and
gracious
they're immediately
is different.
taking the part away from you again.
And then before the show, you had
he's
to,
had a second episode at the theater.
It's true. And this was I was really in the grips of alcoholism at this time.
Of course.
No problem.
Of course.
And but then we had to give speeches like as seniors to be like thank you to this person and this person. And I gave a speech and I didn't thank the directors, and it was kind of like the pin drop hurled around the world. And just like do with that what you will.
I'd like to make a shout out and a thank you to White Horse Rum for making this possible, for getting me through these last couple of years.
Thank you, Doxy Pav.
thank you for NyQuil in a pinch. wait, I was going to say about... you were saying about theater kids versus like improv comedians and stuff. We've talked about this before, but like there is something really interesting. I was just thinking about this the other day. Like, so if you are somebody who does performance as a kid, like you don't really have a good gauge of like how you stack up because you might be the star of your high school production in a small town or like, and you might be actually amazing, but like we don't, and I think in like a digital age, there's a little bit better of ability to do that. But even still, to your point, I think they get like exalted as these like really important, you know, oh, I'm an actor, I'm this or that. Versus if you're like doing improv, you're like, well, I'm one of these losers who came out to the improv and get free pizza, like, you know what I mean? So like that, but also like coming from the background I come from with like sports, it was like, oh, you do know if you're any good or not because you get your ass kicked.
Yeah,
you know, so like you actually can know if you're worth a shit. It's so interesting, like with the arts, it's like really hard to know if you're any good.
It's
no
so
it's so
hard.
True.
Yeah,
I feel like I don't know, like I feel like so many, especially with comedy, because like who's a funny child? Like there aren't that many, or like there's not like, oh, you're gonna be a comedian, and you're like, yes, we have character actors, but there's no 13-year-old where it's like your pilot's stellar. Like you're killing
or
it.
Or just like you don't see, you ever see those videos of kids doing stand-up?
Dude, it makes my skin crawl.
I'm
I
like,
just
y'all
saw
are
one.
Bad.
Yeah, it's not good. Well, it's never good. It's always like it's a medium that requires a loss of innocence for me. Like I think it's actually you need a little bit of a jadedness and an edge and a darkness in you to like that you have to be able to like expose, like even if your material is like light or observational, like there is some sort of like outside. It just makes me
it's
sad.
Very individual.
Yeah.
Like, you have to like know who you are as a
totally.
Person and be able to support yourself as an individual.
Yeah.
I'm like, I bet your mom still tears your go-gurt open for you. Like,
Totally. It's like that exact point too. Like, you don't even have a sense of self fully formed yet. So like, how are you going to speak from a point of view? But also it's like, it makes me sad that a kid would have such a, already have like this like edge and jaded. I don't know. It just feels weird. Like, it feels like too adult of a medium. I don't know. But it's also like, it's in nightclubs. Like, what do you, you can't even be in here till you're 21.
Well, you know what makes me the most mad? I loved America's Got Talent as a child, and they'd always have some little kid who would tell stand-up jokes that I know he did him right.
Yeah.
And they loved him, like, fucking all set to the next round. And I was a little pipsqueak, and I was adorable.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you joking? I was like, I could eat that. I could eat him alive. I was like, I would eat him up. Put me next to him. He's done.
Yeah.
Why is he on stage and I'm not?
No, but that also feels terrifying. I think going on a talent show on television is the scariest thing you could ever do.
Well,
I
know. That's where it's like, why did your parents do that to you?
I know. We just talked to comedian Emily Wilson, who's super funny.
I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
I love her, and her special.
I was going to say, you saw her special. So, yeah, we were talking to her about it, and it was like, obviously, like, you can tell from that, like, she wanted to go do that, whatever. It's not like her parents put her in it, but it was like, still like, holy cow, like, I can't imagine being on national television as a middle schooler. That would be fucking horrible.
No,
I was barely ready to be in front of my peers, let alone like a lot of people. Anyway, should we do our next boys
club? So like, if you had to say like what a boys club you are a part of, what would you say?
I'm wearing ill-fitting clothing.
Nice, that's a good one.
Are we all, am I? Do you like my pants?
I love your pants. Well, that's actually the first thing I noticed about you was your beautiful jeans.
Shut up. Really? I was going to return these.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
Why were you going to return these?
Because I was worried they're too baggy.
No.
They're the perfect, baggy. They fit you perfectly around the hips. That's what matters.
Yeah.
If it's too baggy and they don't fit you on the hips, that's an issue. But those fit you beautifully around the hips.
Wait, yeah. That's the nice thing anyone's ever said to me.
No, it's true.
Got you, King.
God.
Okay, sparks are flying on the couch for anybody who, you guys can't see it, but sparks are flying.
Wait, so you feel like you're wearing ill-fitting I really mean it, that yellow nails, I think, are the best color nails.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not if you were super pale. Wait, I made it weird.
No, if you are super pale, though, it'll make you look even more.
Yeah.
It's not going to help. True. But you got like a tan. You got a nice base tan.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm into this baggy era that we are all collectively in as a fashion culture right now.
It was so helpful for me because with my big boobs. I like only wore baggy clothes, and then I was like, ugh, I look like an idiot. Everyone's wearing tight ass shit. And then when the baggy clothes trend came around, I was like, period, I am right on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like women wear tighter things than men, although except for I was wearing skinny jeans for a while, and then one man said my style was skinny jeans, and then I had to like really read. That's why I bought these jeans. Yeah. I know. That's literally why I bought these jeans. Because it was like, I can't let this be
There's
my
There's so
truth.
Much you said in that tiny little sentence.
I know.
And none of it
That's
was, I love
a
you.
Lot. That's tough. That's so funny. Okay, wait. I know, because there was that whole, like, whatever, online, like, you know, skinny jeans, millennials versus Gen Z baggy jeans. But I was like, why is anybody fighting baggy jeans? Like, who
we
wants
should all be
jeans?
Wearing baggy jeans.
Well, some people look stupid in their jeans. Sorry.
I guess.
This is where my mother comes in. She's, like, has wonderful style. She makes her own clothes.
Oh, very
so
cool.
So I have really baggy jeans that don't fit me beautifully around the hips, but they're perfect. They still look like they fit me. And that's where she, like, if they look bad, she'd be like, get a belt or lose the jeans. But some people, man. Oh, I'm just going to, like, when people wear the belt with the baggy jeans too much and then it's all squished and shit, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. No, there's, like, some, like, that's sometimes, like, some skater guy vibe where they're like tall, lanky, and then they get the biggest fucking jeans and then
like
they like
shoestring
it.
Their asses are huge.
Yeah. And it's like you can see like the fold on the back, you know, like of that weird jean thing. I hate that. I hate that so much. It's like, fellas, get your pants tailored.
It sounds like that kid, $25.
Get your pants tailored.
Grow up.
It can't be that comfortable.
No,
like
it's not.
Like when you sit down, I know that belt or that lace is hitting your back.
Uh-huh. Also, like, it's bad for your hips to walk like that, trying to keep your pants up.
Yes, my thing in 2025 for the rest of this year is that I want people to wonder what my body looks like instead of just kind of showing them.
Like, right. Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
Leave them wanting more so that when they come over to watch you fap, they can find out.
Exactly.
Amazing callback.
No, I go there. I travel.
Right, of course, of
course.
Hot guys don't travel.
Really? Who told you this?
No, I started when I was in college. I played soccer in school, and so my teammates, we had a house, and then like there was like the football house was like nearby and whatever. But we would always throw pre-games, and then they would want to go to the football house. And I was like, why do we go to the football house? They're coming to us first anyway, like the ones that we want to see. Like, why would we go over there? And so I started saying, hey, hot girls don't travel. And then we'd be like, they would be like, oh, okay.
I
like,
love that.
So that's how I got them to stay
home. Hot guys don't travel.
So that's, wow. You can take that too. Hot guys don't travel.
I'm
going to
take
come
him
to you.
As a woman as well. I'm,
yes, please.
Fuck no. Y'all coming to me.
Exactly.
But would we rather... team my group,
yes,
here.
Our think tank we have to assembled.
Would we rather these fellas come into our homes, or would we rather go into their homes?
Sometimes I prefer their homes because I don't like people messing with my shit.
Totally.
Yeah,
like I like because then I can leave when I'm like
exactly
tired.
This is what you're saying is correct.
Over.
Yes,
if he's over at, I had this issue with a man, wouldn't get out of my place.
That's the word.
And you told him to leave.
No.
There is nothing
but
worse.
But I was like very like.
You're like, so I have a job interview in five
yeah,
minutes
well,
if you want to fucking.
I missed
fucking...
a meeting.
And wait, really?
Yes, I think he turned my alarm clock off.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's
never,
not right.
Never again.
That's not right.
Wait, that's psychotic.
I know, and it was a friend. And then we were like.
To
like,
not steal, but just mess with you professionally.
It's
so crazy.
Worse.
I know, and then I was like tweaking out all about all this shit, and he's like. Whatever. And I was like, are you joking? I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to.
And get out of my house. There's nothing worse than being at home when you have, like, anybody over that you're, and then you want them to leave and they don't leave. Like, I just,
do you feel like I'm like that?
No. Literally never. Because I know you also feel that way. So I know you can sense it when it's
like, okay.
There's also certain people who you can hang out with and, like, your social battery can charge. Like,
you could be at my house at any time and it would be fine. I would not feel, because I would just like, if I'm not feeling like talk, we would just like, it would be fine.
But I would
be on
say,
your phones or someone watching
yeah.
TV
yeah.
and someone would do
I would,
else.
I would sing la la to fill the silence, which
you know,
I shouldn't do.
Well, but Sam sings all the time too, so my
oh,
roommate.
That's
my
sweet,
roommate
actually.
Sing all the time, and they're all work from home, and our friend Sam is coming over to work from home, and she's singing in the hallway as she's walking into her apartment, and Maggie turns to me and goes, oh my God, they're just like us. And Sammy walked in. We were like, oh, yeah, well.
Wait, do they sing Broadway tunes?
Yes.
Which ones?
Hamilton. A lot of Hamilton.
Cool.
A lot of Maybe This Time.
Wow.
We all saw Cabaret.
Wait, who'd you see as Sally? Oh, no, I don't know any of the Sallys. Who'd you see as?
We didn't see.
Adam Lambert, Orville Peck.
We didn't see Orville Peck.
Wait, you saw an understudy?
Supposed to, yes, but the understudy was phenomenal.
The understudies always are. I feel like, especially these days, like there's so much stunt casting in Broadway these days, and not to diminish Adam Lambert or Orville Peck, they're obviously very good. But like those are the names bringing you in, and it's like the understudies, even if you don't know them,
they'd
they're
be
like
the first
fucking
choice.
Trained. Right.
I feel like they'd be the first choice
in an older world. Yeah.
Putting a celebrity in a
100%, 100%.
So actually, the understudies earlier when we're like. Are you any good? You're probably not. They actually are. They're the ones who it's in middle school. It's like they rose up.
Yeah.
They moved here. They worked at Lululemon.
They thanked the directors.
Yeah. They did.
And didn't they throw one damn fit.
They didn't yell at Mrs.
Got your ass?
Yeah, yeah.
And now her daughter, who was in my class, where is she now? She's a nurse. Okay,
okay.
Okay. Whatever.
Saving
she's a nurse.
Lives, whatever.
She's a nurse. And
she smells bad. From
yeah,
yeah, she smells like hospital.
You smell like hospital.
That's one of the best lines of Salt Lake there ever was.
Do you watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
No, but I've been, you know, dabbling in that kind of realm. Mm.
Yeah.
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. It's really
is it good?
Killing my fancy.
Okay.
I
couldn't.
Maddie and I were so
orgy.
Close to watching that last night. We ended up watching.
No, do it, do it, do it. I watched the first season, ate it up, and now I'm like. Ooh, second season?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm excited for Queer Ultimatum to come back. That's what I'm stoked for. It's going to be great.
I watched Queer Ultimatum first and was like, this is the craziest
I've
seen.
Wait, are you LGBTQIA?
No, but I...
You're an ally.
I'm an ally. A lot of people think I am a lesbian, but I'm
I was only... I feel like Queer Ultimatum was watched by 10 people and it is just us.
No, I think a lot of people watched it.
I also feel that I don't know a lot of people watched it.
I think a lot of gay people watched it.
And
our allies, yeah.
Well, so my brother told everyone in high school I was a lesbian, so
totally.
That's why people think I'm a lesbian, but I'm not. And I dressed in a certain way that people thought maybe,
maybe. I mean, lesbians started the OG baggy clothes trend.
I know, so that was Griffin loves to tease me and go, you're never beating the allegation. And I go,
yeah.
Okay.
That's
well,
okay.
That's
listen.
That's my life, I guess.
C'est la vie.
Griffin, to be pan in this economy
I
is
know.
So wild.
It's impressive
good for
really.
Him.
Yeah.
Queer Ultimatum, though, ate it up, thought it
so
was
good.
The craziest thing in the world, hated so many of the people
when
on
Tiff
the show.
Was yelling about her dog, I was laughing.
Literally.
Remember
but then
Xander?
I watched the regular one and I was like, this is horrible.
I know, it doesn't have the same
horrible.
Spice.
I was like, they'd just be proposing. Like, yeah. There's no act. Like,
there's also something funnier. I don't know. There's something so funny to me about, like, specifically with the queer one, because it's like in straight world, there is an expectation of marriage, proposal, all these things. In queer world, there is not. Like, no. There is no groundwork or expectation. Totally. So to give someone an ultimatum is so out of left field. It's like, what are we doing? Like, this is, this. We're not part of this thing.
It's also like they can be matched up with anyone.
Yes.
Like, that's what really got me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's opened up a whole new world of options. So much more drama could happen.
It's going to be good this year, too, because it's in Miami. I think there's going to be some good personality. Boy. It's going to be
beautiful.
That's
what crazy people are.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's a lot of personality there. But Connor is saying that. Connor is saying that.
There's something crazy that it's like, hey, lover, I'm giving you an ultimatum. Don't answer. We're going on TV. Let's find out.
But that's like the drama
the cameras.
I live for.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm like, you folks are crazy. Half the time they're like, I'm a lawyer. I'm like, if I saw you on that show,
you're never getting my business.
No, how I said Love Island too. I'm like, you're a lawyer? Fuck. No, I'm not hiring.
You can't be good at your job.
No. To watch Survivor.
Love Survivor.
Oh, really?
I'm not like, I don't know the people super well because I watch like intermittently.
No, I do too.
But my friend Ben, he's obsessed.
So I watched it when I was a child for years. It was like a huge part of my upbringing. What were you? Were you born in 2001?
Two.
So Survivor's older than you. That's crazy.
Whoa.
I watched a lot of Wipeout as a child.
I loved Wipeout. Which was like my, we also had the Wii video game of Wipeout. Very
my
fun.
My mom didn't let us have a Wii, but when I'd go to my friend's house, you know I was on that
shit. Oh, yeah. No, we didn't get a Wii for a while, but I would play it at my friend's house, and I finally broke my parents down and said, we can all play.
Are they going to say broke the TV? Because when someone says Wii, I'm like, you're going to break the TV.
No.
You're going to break it.
No, I never broke the TV, but we did play, we would play Rock Band as a family.
Oh, that's so fun.
I loved that. And we would play Wipeout. There was another game that we played. Maybe
Mario
Wii Sports.
Golf.
Mario Golf is good.
Mario Golf.
Yes. Mario Kart, all those good ones.
Yeah,
though. Yeah.
Wait, what's a boys club? Is it?
It's probably time, yeah.
What's the boys club? You're so enchanting.
Thank
what's
you.
The boys club that you want to...
I was talking too much.
No such thing.
Wait, that's amazing. But anyone that worries about that, I am so, like, I think that's so beautiful because most people wouldn't worry about that at all. But, like, I see the part of you that does worry about that, and I think it's a beautiful thing.
We really are I'm falling in love with you.
This is a beautiful...
Are you an ENFP?
Is that the campaigner?
Yes. We're the same Myers-Briggs.
I'm telling you.
Maybe
you guys are
if I was younger.
you literally have a joke about that.
What?
Do I? Oh, I do. You're right. Yeah. I do. What? I forget about that one. Do you want to hear the joke?
Wait, what did you say before that? Though?
That I'd probably be Pan if I was younger.
How old are you? 27?
Yeah.
Griffin's 25.
That's sick.
Okay, wait.
Your
joke.
I'm just trying to set you guys
so
up.
Much.
So.
Huh?
So much. You're such an ally to me.
What, for not revealing your real age?
I clocked that shit fast, though.
Yeah, you did not sell that at all.
I don't know. I think I was just so touched and how touched I was that you like were an ally with me in the bunker. I was like, that's really sweet.
Yeah, well, I had to reveal at some point. I can't lie to our guests.
I have such trust issues, but like not with you.
Thank you.
Broken down my trust issues.
Thank you.
This podcast got gay today. Sorry. Okay, so, but like, what do you feel like as a boys club you want to see in the world?
Like, people need to dance at bars more.
Love that. Love that.
Like, sometimes I'd be at a bar and it's like they're playing great music and I'd be dancing with Griffin. I'm like, why is no one dancing right now? And they look at me like I'm a freak. And I'm like, can we all just dance and have a good time?
Yes.
Wait, do you go to Animal?
No, where's that?
Never mind. It's a gay bar. I was going to say, should go to gay bars.
I do go to gay bars.
And they don't dance there?
No, they dance there.
Yeah.
But yeah, other bars are not
but
doing
other
that.
Bar, but like our neighborhood bars and stuff, like we have a gay bar by us, but there's cover so we don't go there.
Wait, and I'm not going to reveal your age. If that's the one I'm thinking of, that place is haunted.
The Rosemont.
No, we have to cut that. That one's ours. I will not let these people come for you.
I've never been there.
It's not even that close to where she lives.
It's
the
really
funniest thing.
Oh,
to
I
me-
forgot that.
The funniest thing
I am
about
defending you with my
no,
life.
But I'd be on Instagram Live. I don't go on Instagram Live ever, but I'd be like, my favorite bar ever.
Yeah, totally.
And like all around that area, it's just like,
there's
so many bars, and I post them on my Instagram. People know where I'm going.
No, I get
the
it.
The funniest thing to me about the Rosemont is that they have these full murals in there of like Julio Torres and Bowen Yang, and it's like, they could come in here. Like, it's just like, they're not dead.
That.
Like,
I would hate that.
It's like they're not like far from where they once would have been going. You know what I mean?
The Rosemont is such an interesting fixture of the New York gay scene.
Yes,
well, it's in the middle.
It's in the middle, and it's also just like, so every time I'm in there, it's like two older gay men having a drink, and then they one person walks in and they're both like,
wait, can I put y'all
here?
On something?
Please.
Right by the Rosemont is this pizza shop that my roommates and I like wandered into one night, and then the guy's like, there's a speakeasy in the back, do you want to go? And we're like, there's no fucking way, like, we would be able to hear it. It's a small pizza shop, and we were like, yeah. He opens the door, it's a drag club. There's two drag queens going nuts.
Oh my god.
And we had the time of our lives in there, and it was like us and like two other people, but like, you know, it's a good drag show when like you're getting like,
wait, what's it called?
I have no idea. No, not that one. No, I they love don't Williamsburg
have,
pizza
but
though.
They
shout
don't have
them.
They, shout out to them, but they definitely are they not doing drag in the
no.
back there.
Well,
that
place,
pizza's too good.
This place you wouldn't expect either. This place you would not expect.
Yeah.
And their pizza's not as good as Williamsburg.
I had my heart broken at Williamsburg Pizza 3 years ago, Memorial Day weekend, maybe the week before.
Who broke it?
Some random guy.
Some guy who's running a marathon or something.
Not him.
Or donating.
Okay.
Did he donate?
No.
Okay, we'll take it offline. Wait, okay, wait, dancing
I
and stuff.
I hate everything about myself.
No!
Stop!
Okay, wait, on the topic of dancing, I was at a, so 2 years ago, I was in LA for a show, and it happened to be over Mother's Day, so my mom and my grandmother came out, and we, like, did a whole Mother's Day thing out in Laguna Beach, where my aunt and uncle have a place, and so my aunt was so sweet, and she rented a party bus for us to take from Laguna up to LA, where my show was, so we, like, show up in this party bus with my grandmother, my mom, my sister, my aunt and uncle, my aunt's gay father, his gay friends, like all these older gay men, and like whatever, to the show, which was fun. And then we went to Zebulon, which is like a place in like East LA afterwards. It's like a very like kind of hip, I would say it's probably like kind of close to like a Nowadays kind of thing.
Oh, fun.
And so it was really fun, but we show up there in this party bus with like my older family, and my grandmother was like walking around this bar like the only 7-year-old woman in
not
there.
Not the one I know.
Have you met KK?
No.
I don't think so.
Farm.
No, yeah, not her. She would not. I think she would explode. Shout out to my grandmother, Louise. But anyway, my grandmother, like, did a lap. She comes back, and she's like, nobody dances with their feet anymore. What is that about?
That's like, what I'm saying.
Well said. And it's true. It's like, I love dancing. It's one of my favorite parts about doing Pride Month stuff. It's like, there's so many good parties.
Always
and
dancing.
Yeah, I prefer to dance when I go out as well.
We dance in our apartment all the time. Especially just at pre-games. And like, but I do be at bars and they're playing fun music.
Yeah.
And there is room for dancing and no one does it. And people look at you like you're... Like, even at like... Y'all been to Carousel?
Yeah.
No, what's that?
No one dances on that dance floor.
It's crazy.
No one dances.
It's crazy.
Do you go to $3 Bill?
No, but that sounds right... Just by the name, that sounds right up my alley.
Yes.
You
it's,
might like it there.
Good dancing there.
Oh,
good
dance there.
Yeah, yeah.
We on special occasions, we go to Playhouse in Manhattan.
Ooh.
So, like, for... what was it? Like, we went, like, a couple... Like, 2 weekends ago, because our friends from Boston were in, and 2 out of... My 3 roommates are gay, and then our friend visiting Ben was gay, and so we were like, we're going to play.
Syracuse seems like it was a pretty gay place.
It was very gay. I mean, Maddie and I were in the same sorority, and
right.
You know the nickname. Gata.
Yeah, yeah. Theta is Gata. Yeah, no, I every sorority sister of hers I've met is so gay, and I'm like, what? Where did you go to school? Like, this is not the sorority experience that I was around. Like,
well, because you were what? You went to Wake Forest?
Yeah.
So you were in the South. So if I went to school in South, I wouldn't have rushed.
Yeah.
Fuck, I almost didn't do it in Syracuse.
Yeah. I mean, Maddie has a similar thing where she was like, basically, like, was like, oh, wait, I guess I'll do this. And was like, so glad I found these, like, this kind of, like, more alt sorority that's, like, not
literally.
So intense. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I should have gone to Muhlenberg College or maybe Ithaca.
Muhlenberg.
I think I would be way queerer.
You're a phoenix.
I know. I went to Elon.
Rising from the ashes.
And the thing with Elon is that it is so southern, but I feel like the only gay people at Elon, it was like the kind of gay guys that were like friends with all these. It would be like one gay guy to every 10 Lily Pulitzer wearing girls.
It's a girls. It's
yes.
a girls gay.
Yes. It's a girls gay. And
not
then
a gay is gay.
Yes. And then you're friends with these girls that like who maybe have interests that go against your own personal interests like politically, which is like kind of crazy.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's really nutso.
At Syracuse, all of the gay men were very... alt, like, edgy, fun. Like, my bestie, Nate, like, walks around with a purse and, like,
love.
Wears random clothes from Goodwill, and he looks fabulous with anything on.
Oh, I'm starting over. That's so
interesting. But also, I feel like Syracuse was also less gay men, more lesbian and bi women.
That rocks.
Was the That's situation great. I got. I mean, yeah, that was like most of the situation. Like, I feel like I knew more.
That rocks.
It
yeah.
was great.
I feel like also, I mean, I don't know. People come out at different times, but it does feel like college is probably a good time for a lot of people to come out. And especially, I feel like if you're, I don't know. I don't know if it's easier to come out as queer if you're a man or a woman. I don't know if there's one or the other, but it feels like, I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
Is it weird to drink water and make eye contact with you?
But I no. like the sound it made in the mic when it went back into the bottle.
I'm like trying to like be hydrated kind of a little ever at all in my life.
Yeah, we're just keeping those fluids regular for you. Just really one way trying. Or the other. Yeah.
I feel like I literally never drink water anymore.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Wait, Mary,
with
you're
us.
Such a joy.
This was a blast.
I had so much fun.
Yeah,
thank you guys for
Mary,
having me.
Yeah, we're so excited that you're here. Before we wrap up, do you want to tell the people where they can find you on socials or anything you got coming up you're excited about?
Yeah, on TikTok you can find me at real_Mary_mother_of_God
Love that.
And then on Instagram, Mary.Shalaby, S-H-A-L-A-B-Y.
That's a
beautiful.
Shalaby. What is that?
It's
is it
Egyptian.
That? Oh my God. Oh, that's
my dad's side of the family is Egyptian. I have a tattoo on my wrist.
Oh,
my
that's
family
beautiful.
All have matching ones.
That's very cool.
That's pretty.
Thank you.
We'll tag that in the show notes below on Instagram and on Spotify, wherever you're watching this or listening to this. We will be tagging Mary's stuff. Check out her stuff. And we'll see you next week, boys. Bye.